This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
It's from tape 16 by Jack Harris on the July 7, 1988, Thursday evening of the Summer Family Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas.
I tell you, I'm closing, but I just had so many things on my mind, I never got anchored in good tonight to this. This is a beautiful truth, but there's so much to it that, you know, you want to hit the highlights and just not really get into it. It's a great truth if you somebody needs to take it and teach it through, thoroughly teach this message that I have shared with you tonight, and do it 1, 2, 3, and you know where you can really grasp it. What we need, what the church needs, is more just good getting together and just teaching hour after hour, and teaching the first principles. We don't even know. There are people that claim to be sons of God, don't even know the first principles, and don't observe the first principles. And they think that they're sons of God. It's almost as bad in theory as the rapture theory was. Waiting on the rapture. And they're thinking that everybody that had called the name of the Lord is going to be caught up and carried into safety somewhere. And now the sons of God, they've got about, you know, this. It's pretty well the same principle. But I tell you that things are going to transpire very, very fast now. We've come to the end of the age. There's no question in my mind about it. You are the people that will be responsible for the ministry at the end of this age. Oh, and a great people it is. Isaiah described this like this. The wilderness and solitary places shall be glad for them. The desert shall rejoice and blossom as a rose. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice with singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given to them, the excellency of Carmel and of Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord and the excellency of our God. Strengthen ye the weak hands and confirm the feeble knees. Say to them that are of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, our God will come with vengeance, even God with recompense. Our God will come and save us. Then shall the blind eyes be opened. The lame man shall leap his heart, and the tongue of the dumb I shall sing, and in the wilderness shall waters spring forth. And the parched ground shall become a pool, and the thirsty lands springs of water. And in the habitation of dragons shall be reeds and rushes, and an highway shall be there, and a way. And it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those wayfaring men, though fools, shall not err therein. No lion shall be there, nor any ravenous beast shall go up thereon. They shall not be found there, but the redeemed of the Lord shall walk there, and the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with singing. Hallelujah. And everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sadness and sorrow shall flee away. Yea, thou hear, O house of the Lord, and know, yea, that the Lord speaks to you this night, yea, a living word. Yea, and accountable thou shalt be, yea, together unto thyself are the words of life that the blessed Lord doth speak, saith the Lord. For I shall make of you a strong people, yea, and ye shall go forth and do exploits. Yea, ye shall be strong and not fearful, saith the Lord thou God, for I shall move mightily among thee. Yea, I say unto you this night that you are under attack by the enemy at this moment. But be not afraid, for he that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. And I tell you a truth, my people, that very soon now, he that is causing the trouble, yea, that old serpent will be bound. Yea, the strong man of the house will be bound. Yea, and I shall begin an army of God. Yea, that will go in and loot his dominion, saith the Lord thou God. Yea, for I shall raise up a sun company, yea, that shall kick Lucifer out of the heavens. Heavenly, saith the Lord thou God. He shall no longer be the prince of the powers of the air. Yea, for the mighty manifestation of the blessed sons of God will have come. Yea, and the kingdoms of this world will be bundled together to become the kingdoms of the Lord and of His Christ. Saith the Lord, even now that I am working in every avenue, in every crevice of the universe. Yea, even the tares are being bundled, saith the Lord, this night. Yea, they are being bundled under the heading of various heads, saith the Lord God. They are coming together for identification. Yea, and this is part of the plan, of the judgment that will befall the ministry of the sons of God. Saith the Lord, I shall bundle them, previous to your ministry of judgment, and thou shalt gather the bundles together, and cast them into their correct place, saith the Lord thou God. But thou shalt arise up on high with healing in your wings. Yea, for thou shalt eat of the tree of life, and thou shalt have everlasting eternal life, saith the Lord thou God. Thou shalt live and not die, for the Lord hath ordained it. Yea, I have ordained it and purposed it. Yea, and many shall speak the oracles of God. Yea, and they shall speak life unto themselves and unto others, saith the Lord. Yea, for know that life shall flow out of the temple, which temple you are. Yea, and it shall go into the hard and harsh and marsh places. Yea, and it shall bring life where there was no life, saith the Lord thou God. Do not despair, for it is not a day of backing up. It is a day of progressive forward marching, saith the Lord thou God. Yea, it is a day to do what you find to do with all of your might. It is a day to love the Lord with all of your heart. For the Lord thou God speaketh, yea. It is a day to express your love one to another, and to help one another, yea, and to bear one another's burdens. And this fulfills the law of Christ. For thus it is written, that thou shalt bear one another's burdens, and fulfill the law of Christ. Yea, it is not a day of dead works, but it is a day of living works, saith the Lord thou God. Yea, know that the difference between dead works and living works sometimes is only your attitude, saith the Lord thou God. Yea, for whatever you do with your hands, and with all of your might, yea, if you do it as unto the Lord, it becomes living works, saith the Lord. But if you do it grudgingly, it becomes dead works, yea, even though it takes the same strokes. This is a word of the Lord. It is a living word to thee. Yea, and I have visited thee this night. Yea, that you might be made strong. Yea, I have given you a cud to chew on. I want you to meditate the words that have fallen into your spirit tonight. Yea, and by them you may war a good warfare. By them you may be overcomers. By them you may gain access to the tree of life. By them you may be made a pillar in the temple of your God. And when that happens to you, you will go no more in or out. Yea, but you will be as stable and filled with stability. Yea, and sure and steadfast. For the Lord thou God hath ordained this to be your ministry, saith the Lord. Yea, come unto me all that labor and are heavy laden. I have rest for you, yea. Yea, come you that are disturbed, you that your life is in turmoil. Yea, and the winds are raging. Yea, know that I have a spirit of tranquility, yea, that I will impart to thee. For know that I know your faith, saith the Lord. Yea, and while the surface waters are troubled, yea, that faith that takes control of your life is deep within, and where that is, there is stillness, yea, and the stillness shall calm the storm instead of the storm disturbing that stillness, saith the Lord. Yea, for I have placed this faith where the outward storm cannot reach it. You are my people, and I am your God. Yea, and I have raised you up against this day, saith the Lord thou God. Ye shall surely live and not die, for the Lord thou God is with thee. Yea, and the Lord is on your side. Yea, always position yourself to keep the Lord on your side, and turn not against his commandments. Yea, turn not against his sayings and his teachings. For if you position yourself in this manner, you would make God your enemy, and you would not want that to happen, saith the Lord. Yea, for I want you to be my friends. I shall call you my friends, and you shall be my servants. You shall be my sons and daughters. Yea, and I love thee with an everlasting love. I have aimed good intentions toward thee tonight. Yea, I am directing things that will be profitable to your lives tonight, saith the Lord. Yea, for you are getting a shower of spiritual blessing right now. Yea, open up your spirit and receive of the life of God. Yea, and thou shalt surely grow. Yea, thou shalt surely grow up as calves in a stall, saith the Lord thou God. But yea, even as calves in a stall that are hand-fed, shall I feed thee, saith the Lord thou God. Yea, for I have handpicked you already. Yea, I have called you out of the masses of many from all walks of life. I've poured out my spirit. I have invested a portion of my life in you. Yea, I shall not leave you to flounder in the wilderness, but I shall surely bring you through to victory, saith the Lord. Yea, you shall win and not lose, for the Lord thou God shall be with thee. Yea, and he shall direct thee. And you, yes, he shall minimize all the mistakes of life, yea, that you would make and lead you in a safe path, in a plain path, because false witnesses rise up against the righteous. But the Lord knows how to cast down everyone and to raise up whom he will and to cast down whom he will. Who can gainsay the Lord? For he is the creator, yea, of this whole universe. He is the source of your life and the source of your livelihood, saith the Lord thou God. Yea, he shall never fail thee. He will be with thee and go before thee in all of thy ways. Yea, for have I not said over and over and over again, yea, that my protecting hand is round about thee. Ye are the object of mine eye, saith the Lord. Yea, it is my calling, yea, that I have called thee, to me. Yea, it is not your choosing, but I have chosen you, and it is required of a steward that he be found faithful. Yea, that he be found faithful. Therefore I say unto you, to be faithful in all of your ways. Yea, and you'll find good favor with the Lord. Yeah, for the Lord is a lover of your soul. Hallelujah. Thank you, O Lord Jesus, now. O Lord Jesus, now. I see the angel of the Lord here over this lady right here. You, would you stand? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, yes, yes, yes. The Lord says unto you you have been absorbing a living word tonight, and your spirit has been absorbing it. Deep has called unto deep, yeah, and you've realized that you're in the realm of his Shekinah glory. Yeah, you have approached the outer circumference of the Shekinah glory of the Almighty. And the Lord would say, now you may draw near unto me, and I will draw nigh unto you. Yea, as near as you would like me to be, you may draw to me. I say to you that you may come with boldness and not with fear. Yea, come to the throne of grace. And on every occasion when you can come and approach the throne of grace, you will find mercy and grace to help you. You'll do this in your time of need and in your time of trouble. Yea, and always there will be help. You are one, saith the Lord, yea, that has needed help many times in life, yea, but you have been one that has known the source. Oh, yes, the Lord knows that thou hast tried other measures, yea. and exhausted them quickly and relied on the Lord then. But the Lord would say, this is good. Yea, for you've learned a lot in the months and years that have passed. You've learned that only the Lord is truly 100% reliable. You have learned to cast your cares upon Him. Yea, others will help in that thou knowest. Friends you have had and servants of the Lord that has helped you. But the Lord thou God is the one with the everlasting arms that undergirdeth thee always, saith the Lord thou God. The Lord would say unto you now, do not be fearful, my daughter. Yea, but face up to circumstances as they are. Yea, and recognize them for what they are and begin to prophesy against the unfavorable. Speak a living word. Yea, and you will see the unfavorable begin to crumble. Yea, and things shall be focused, yea, and positioned, yea, and formed right before your presence. And it will be favorable to your life, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, blessed be God tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the lovely, lovely, lovely Lord. Thank you now, Lord. Thank you now, Lord. I thank you now. By your Spirit, O Lord. By your Spirit, O Lord. I see the angel of the Lord here. For this lady, you. What is your name? Peggy. Peggy? Praise the Lord. Where are you from, Peggy?
Georgia.
Georgia. My goodness, Peach State. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Well, I see the angel of the Lord over you, and the angel of the Lord is dispensing blessings on you now. I see that enlargement is coming to you. He's going to enlarge your capacity for understanding. He's going to enlarge your capacity for reception. Yea, and He's going to enlarge your capacity in many areas, saith the Lord. Yea, He's going to enlarge your capacity of compassion. This would move you into a ministry of intercessory. Do you have a ministry of intercessory? Do you intercede?
I do.
You do, but you don't really get lost in intercessory. Let me tell you this about intercessory. It is the highest law known to man or God. By the law of intercession, every other law is superseded or set aside. I give you an example. A mother follows a wayward son into the judge's chamber, and she pleads with the judge that this is a good boy. And the judge says, well, according to my records, this is the third time he's been before me, and I've been most lenient with him. This time I had planned to throw the book at him. The statutes of the state say that I can confine him for as long as 15 years to hard labor. That would be the maximum. But the mother pleads with the judge that he's a good boy at heart. He just got with the wrong crowd. The judge knows that this is not right, but she's reaching in through compassion, through her intercessory. And finally, the finale here is that the judge says, would you be responsible for this boy if I turn him over to you? Just release him in your custody. And you would say, yes, thank you, judge. And he'd say, get out of here and don't let me see either one of you again, ever. You know what has happened? The law of intercessory has set aside the law of the state of Big Texas. Beautiful Arkansas, the peach country of Georgia. This is a beautiful ministry, and enlargement can come your way in this. Compassion is the main thing. Shall I instruct you about compassion? Check yourself from now on. Begin tonight, right now. If you begin, when you hear something, or become aware of something, what's your first thoughts? And if they seem harsh, call your attention to it and bring your thoughts into submission to compassion for that person. And you will make a great intercessory in the kingdom of God. And you can enter into my kingdom with an abundance of joy if you will just bury these instructions in your heart and move on them. It is the Lord that speaks, saith God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, O Lord. Thank you, great God. Thank you, great God. Oh, glory to the Lord. I invoke choice blessings from heaven for you, my brother, tonight. My Lord and our God, for God looks into your heart very deeply. Yea, and he sees a heart that sincerely, I mean most sincerely, he wants to walk with God. Oh, the cry of your heart is that you could have a close walk with God. Your life has been filled with a lot of hindrances, yea. And as the Apostle Paul said, when you would do one thing, another thing presents itself. And oft times you found yourself not doing what you would do and doing what you would not do. But that has not altered your thinking and the deep felt desire that is buried deep within you. I tell you, my son, that your faith and your desire will cause you to overcome. And you shall stand with a firmness and with a straightness in God that you have not known before. You will become stable where you have been not so stable, saith the Lord, thou God. I speak very plainly to you, my son, because that I love you, saith the Lord, thou God. Yea, and because I want you to profit by my presence and by my word. Yea, I've watched over you and seen you come to me often, yea, and with a real heartfelt desire. Yea, thou hast desired to know me in a fuller measure. And now I say, enlargement is coming. Enlargement is coming. Change is coming into your heart and life, and it's all for the better. For the Lord is the director, yea, the executor. You just yield and submit to me, and I'll move you in the right direction by the Spirit, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank God forever. Oh, praise the lovely Lord. Praise the lovely Lord. Praise the lovely Lord, the lovely Lord, the lovely Lord. See the angel of the Lord with you, Patty. Praise the Lord. Where's Kibben? Is he back there? Come, Kibben. Praise the Lord. I'd rather y'all come around here, if you will, and give me a little bit more room. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Everybody just point your prayers this direction. Hallelujah. Just come right on up here and stand right in front of me here, and I praise the Lord. I seen the angel of the Lord over Patty, and I looked for Kevin, and I didn't see him, but I had a word for you, and I for the two of you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And the two is one, and this is the word of the Lord, that the two of you is one. And the Lord says unto you to be not, give me a hand here, be not weary in well-doing. For in due season you shall have an abundance of reaping, saith the Lord. Yea, but I'm not saying that it is in due season that you will have this abundance of reaping, and in so saying that there will be no reaping between now and the designated blessings on you every day, saith the Lord, thou God. For know that you have excelled in a manner that is superior to many, that would be your superiors if you just back up to the natural again, saith the Lord. Yea, the Lord would not want thee to back up and take the natural way,
but the Lord wants you to walk in the spiritual way. Have you not heard the word of God on the timing and placing by the Almighty tonight? And do you not know, yes, you know, my son, my daughter, that it is a placement of the Lord, that thou dost stand where you stand tonight. Yea, not only in the exact footprints that you stand in tonight, but in the position and the place that you stand. It is a placement of the Almighty. Yea, and you are prospering. Yea, for I am causing thee to prosper, saith the Lord. Yea, I have given you a good life. Yea, and far superior to the life that you could have made on your own. Out in the secular surroundings, saith the Lord. I have not programmed you for survival in the secular, saith the Lord, thou God. But I have programmed you for victors in this realm. And in this realm thou shalt live and move and have your being. Yea, I say unto you that do not think for a moment that life is passing me by. Yea, I am having a dull existence, for I tell you of a truth, you are living abundant life, saith the Lord thou God. Yea, for you are living under the shadow of the Almighty. Yea, you're living under the protecting hand of an host of angels, saith the Lord thou God, and the blessings of the Lord are upon thee. It is the Lord that maketh rich and addeth no sorrow, saith the Lord thou God. Yea, it is possible, yea, and many of your equals perhaps have and can make material riches. But I tell you, my children tonight, my son and my daughter, that with those riches come many sorrows. But you have chosen the good way. Yea, you have done as Mary of old. You have chosen the good thing. And it is a good way that you have come. Yea, and you are headed in a correct direction. Yea, as surely as the point of the arrow points to the north, yea, I have you pointed toward the kingdom, saith the Lord thou God, and I shall not allow thee to fall or falter. Yea, and if the thought ever crosses your mind, I would have you to dismiss it immediately, for the Lord thou God is your overseer. Yea, he has placed you in a surrounding of love, yea, that you can give and that you can receive, saith the Lord thou God, and ministry he giveth unto thee. Yea, I say unto you tonight to stir up the gifts that are within you. Yea, to walk out the projections that have come forth over thee. Yea, to turn the gifts into ministry. Yea, be bold before the presence of God, for he shall not forsake thee. He will not embarrass thee. He will not offend thee. Yea, but he shall surely lead thee in a straight path. Yea, I say, get my word. Yea, and let my word form in you, and then share that word, for it is a blessed word. And who is he to say that it had no form? Yea, do you not know that this is a projection that was projected over your blessed Savior hundreds of years before he was birthed, that he had no form nor comeliness, that when we should see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. But he hath borne our sorrow and carried our grief. Hallelujah. And it pleased the Lord to bruise him. I tell you, my children, the blessings of the Lord are yours, and they are upon you. I know the desire of your heart. Yea, do not despair. And for that you have pursued as a hope for a long, long time, do not give up. Yea, do not say it cannot happen now. I tell you, my children, that with God nothing is impossible. I tell you to cling to God. Hold on to the promises of the Almighty. Stand fast and be unmovable. Yea, and continue in the work of the Lord. And ye shall have a good life and a good entrance into my blessed kingdom. I have spoken, saith the Lord. Who is he that can gainsay a word of it? Yea, if there be any opposition, let him speak up while the living word is flowing. Forever hold their peace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Go in peace. The Lord has spoken. Hallelujah. Thank God forever. Oh, praise the lovely Lord. Praise the lovely Lord. Praise the lovely Lord. Thank the Lord. What do you think about all of this, young lady? You like it? She can't hear? No. Well, bless her heart. Bless your heart. The blessings of the Lord be on you. Well, I see a real tenderness from her heart. Anybody can talk to her? Where's her mother? Yeah, talk to her. Praise the Lord. I just seen her sitting here. Tell her, don't be afraid. I'm a real gentle father and grandfather. And I love little girls and little boys. And I just seen the angel of the Lord over her. And I seen a tender spirit from her that ushered out from her. And I didn't know her situation, so I just naturally, I guess, concluded that she was stirred by the presence of the Lord. Tell her I'm going to lay my hands on her and pray that her heart will always be as tender as it is tonight. Does she care if I lay my hands on her? Like she's my granddaughter? I have a little granddaughter just about your size. Bless your heart, dear. Praise the Lord. Heavenly Father, now, keep this young lady's heart as tender tonight, always as it is tonight, Lord. Let her come to know thee in a truer measure. I tell you, this condition will not keep her from having a good, intimate walk with the Lord. I say it upon the authority of the Almighty, in Jesus' name. And the blessings of the Lord be on you as a mother, my Lord. And may enlargement to your spirit come. Yes. And an increase in your faith come. Yes. In Jesus' name now, may the blessings of the Almighty be upon the two of you, as mother and daughter, in Jesus' name. Thank you. Thank you, my sister. Bless your heart, young lady. Praise the Lord. Oh, thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank the blessed Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, blessed be the Lord. I tell you, I feel as I walk away from that young lady, I really feel that she's going to real help a real experience with the Lord. And that she's going to have a real close walk with him. I really feel like that her life's going to be unusual. I think greatness is coming. Greatness. But then, whatever fashion, I don't know. But I know that the Lord has his hand on her. I just seen there a bright reflection as the angel of the Lord hovered over. And I took it in my thinking. I guess I just took it to be that she was astonished, amazed. And I was anxious to know just what her feelings were. I didn't know she couldn't speak. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If I was alone with her an hour, I could communicate with her. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. In Jesus' great name now. Oh, yes. I have to close, so I'm going to invoke blessings for you. Hallelujah. Amen. Will you stand with me? Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, now I invoke the choicest blessings from heaven for this people, my Lord and our God. Oh, great God, now, those, my Lord, that have received a word, a personal word, all of the prophecy that went forth to the body, you can claim any part of it or all of it that you want, saith the Lord. Yea, I invoke choice blessings for you now. My Lord, you've been very a good audience to me. I realize that I've been a long time. I do not apologize, for I feel that I move by the Spirit of God. I don't feel that I ministered as well as I like to in building my message, but I had a living word to share with you. Hallelujah. And then comes the ministry. I see the angel of the Lord. We could go into for a long time in this ministry, but I feel to shut it off. We'll hallelujah, because I feel like that everybody has been ministered to. Brother Glenn, God bless you, and God bless this camp.
Thank you, Brother Jack, and thank the Lord for his presence. Thank the Lord for a living word, not only to those that were ministered, but that we take and receive, all of us, that which we can take and apply to our lives individually. Father, I do praise you for your matchless glory and majesty and presence in the Lord Jesus. Thank you for the Holy Ghost to flow and move, and the word of the Lord to come forth. May it touch and move in our hearts and lives, and to those, Lord, that you have ministered to, may it be a living reality to them, that they can walk in all the days of their life. They can walk in that word. They can look back in days ahead and depend and rely upon thee, that you are guiding and directing, and that your hand rest upon them. And I thank you, Lord, for your presence and for your glory and your majesty that has graced us this evening, and that graces this place as we gather together to uplift the name of your Son, our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. May his glory and majesty rest with us. May we praise and worship him as we lay our head on the pillow and rest. May we arise tomorrow, a new day, to declare that he is Lord of that day, and he's Lord of our lives, and that we praise him and worship him for it. In Jesus' name, amen, amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.